You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is Friday. We want to thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God this Sunday. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday. We are going to be having our annual chili cook-off. I am inviting you to church this Sunday, but this announcement has to do with February the 8th. And that is, we're going to be having our annual chili cook-off. And I'm going to see if I can't do better than coming in last place for the third year in a row. Well, I've already done 3 years in a row. See if I can't break that streak. So my track record is I won several years, and then all of a sudden I finished dead last, and it's not been the same recipe any one of those years. So anyway, looking for a new recipe this year, but that's coming up on February the 8th. And if you want to come and be a part of that, it is a blind taste test. Everybody is able to stick around and sample chilies, and it's done in such a way that only the people who are orchestrating the samples know which crock pot, and they may not even know which crock pot belongs to who. So anyway, it's great fun. It's just something that we do to create a little camaraderie and eat some good chili, which is always good this time of year. Hey, I want to say thank you to the folks of Wyrick Air. Wyrick Air has been providing professional services for air conditioning, heating, and electrical systems for over 50 years. They do sales, services, and repairs. They travel all throughout Brevard County. Dennis pastors a church here in Central Florida. He operates his business by kingdom principles. He is a blessing. He's really, really good at what he does, and his team is really good. Their license number is CAC 182-1309. They work primarily in residential settings, some commercial settings. They even provide emergency service when necessary. They strive to provide their customers with the best service possible at an affordable price. Friends of the Refresh Radio program and friends of Merritt Assembly of God. And if you know Dennis and Carla, you have really good friends. And so we want to thank them for all that they do. If you find yourself in need of repairs to your AC heating systems, or if you got an electrical issue, they travel all throughout Brevard County. They're centrally located in Rockledge, Florida, and they give their customers a really good service at a really good value. And if you're looking for someone that may be a great resource for you, 321-632-9538. That's Wyrick Air, WEIRICH. And thank them for being friends of the Refresh radio program. To the book of 1 John we go. We are talking about that Jesus' disciples love people. They love God, and they love people. And so that is something that is not supposed to take place exclusively inside the four walls of the church, but it should be part of everything we do, the way that we speak with one another, the actions that we have. And so I want to read to you today, verse number 12. We'll read verses 12 through 16. And it says this: no one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. So that's where we're going to start today. Verse number 12, it says, if we love one another, God abides in us. And so we have to remember that love, you know, God is love. And because of that, he is the exclusive source of love. So Satan is the very opposite of what God is. So God is omnipotent. Satan is not omnipotent. God is omnipresent. Satan is not. He is not omnipresent. And he doesn't know everything where God does know everything. So God is the creator, and Satan is a fallen created being. His pride, his hostility towards God, caused him to be who he is. He rejected God, his position, his authority, his character. He rejected all of that. And so he cannot provide the same nature and quality of love. The best he can provide is lust, or self-centeredness, where Jesus came to serve instead of be served. Satan is still looking for people to serve him. So biblical love flows from God, but it doesn't just flow from having an encounter with God. It flows in a person's life because God is abiding in that person. So I tell people it's kind of an in your face statement. God's not looking for a one night stand with you. He's looking for a covenant relationship where it is an abiding love, where he is in residence in our heart, and we are residents of the kingdom of God, and we're not looking for a different type of relationship. We have found him to be the perfect relationship and the perfect source for our life. So a lot of people claim to be abiding in God, but the question is God abiding in you? And there should be evidence that supports the claim, not just, well, I'm telling you this is the way that it is. There should be evidence. And so the evidence that God is abiding in us is that the love of God is in operation in our life as recipients and also practitioners of God's love. And the love that God manifests in as he abides with us, you know, spiritually we're fixer-uppers. We're not turnkey ready. God doesn't show up on the scene and say, wow, everything in your life is absolutely perfect. No, the house that we have, we bought it as a fixer-upper. There, there were all sorts of issues that, I mean, over the times that we've, you know, lived there, the years that we've lived there, there have been so many things that we discovered, you know what, that project is going to need some love. So my daughters were going to school. One of them was going to school. One of them was getting ready to go to school there. Two kids the same time at a private school, a private university. It was a hit to the budget. And so we found a house over there. And I said, hey, I called my daughter that was there, and I said, would you like to go with me to look at this house that we're looking at trying to buy? And it was a house that had been abandoned. Thieves had stolen just about everything that they could steal out of the house. And so when we pulled up to look at the house in person, my daughter said, Dad, that's a Jesus house. Only Jesus can help that house. And it was funny. I mean, to this day, we still call it the Jesus house, even though we haven't owned it for quite some time now. We fixed it up. We got everything upgraded that we could upgrade. But I'm here to tell you, some people don't look at houses like that, and unless it is absolutely perfect and turnkey ready, they're not interested. Well, Jesus comes and looks at us, and we're more like that house in Winter Haven, where there was nothing beautiful about it. The only thing that you could say about it was still standing after all those years, after all those storms. In fact, when we sold it, it was right after a storm had come through, and some people saw how well the house survived a pretty intense tropical storm, and they bought it. They bought it that the day after the storm blew through. They said, we want it, and they were closed on it by Friday of that week. And so God can take our mess, and he can make a wonderful message out of it if we will abide and allow God to abide in us. When God moves into our life, he is not moving there for as a retirement plan. He is looking to move in so that he can exhibit his craftsmanship, where he can bring his wholeness and salvation, where he can take the broken areas of our life and he can make us a trophy of his grace. And part of the way that happens is when there are people who have either not been loving or have been deprived of love in their own life, and God comes in and he says, I'm going to get to work. Mary Magdalene had 7 demons living in her. Jesus did not just come to cast the demons out of her. He came to reside in her heart. So no matter what you are facing today, I want you to understand that God wants to come and abide in you. In fact, we need to abide in him. We'll talk about that a little bit later. A life of love cannot be fulfilled outside of a relationship with God. You might have a good season. You might have multiple good seasons. But folks, I'm here to tell you, after over three decades of pastoring in Merritt Island and getting close to four decades being in Brevard County. Before that, there were people that I'd interacted with. I've known a lot of good people that something happened. There were a lot of people who were in relationship with God, and I can tell you this, since God's omnipresent, if he's not in our lives, it's not because he moved, it's because we moved. And I've seen a lot of people who didn't either abide in God's love or didn't want him telling them what to do or whatever, and it left a trail of broken and devastated relationships. Can I throw this out to you on a Friday? One of the best things that you can do for your relationships is to have a relationship with God yourself. Because we all do things, you know, unintentionally most of the time. Sometimes it may be moments where the flesh rises up and we speak out, but a lot of us have damaged relationships. You know why you want to have a relationship with God abiding in you? Is because the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart and say, you messed up. You need to go apologize. You need to go and repent. And when God tells you to do something, he's not guessing. He really knows what he's talking about. And so the only way that we can live a life of love is if we're living in relationship with God. It's not possible. So if you're single and you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, don't go looking to the world to potentially find your future spouse. That's not going to work well. There have been very, very few successes at that. You know what does work? You drawing close to God and God working on the heart of someone else who is drawing close to God, and God bringing those two people together and speaking to their hearts and say, I've got a blessing for you, and it's going to be a lot of work, but it's going to be worth it. And so I can tell you this, godly relationships empowered by the love of God, they are hard work, but they're worth the effort. So his love has been perfected in us. It says, by this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. That's verse number 13 of 1 John chapter 4. Abiding love indicates that the Father has given us, that God the Father has given us God the Holy Spirit, enabling us to see that Jesus is the Savior. People before Christ either have scales on their eyes, are spiritually blinded, or there is a veil over their eyes so that they do not have an accurate perception of what was going on. And so right before we came on the air, there's cameras that enable us to see various parts of the radio station and things like that. And Danny was looking, and I could tell that he saw something, but from where I was looking at it, I couldn't see everything that he saw. I had an obscured vision path. Well, I can tell you this, when we see Jesus, that he is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, all of a sudden the obscured vision is cleared away so that we see him as he is. When we do see him, God the Holy Spirit is the one who causes our spiritual eyes to be opened, that Jesus is the Savior, and all of a sudden we begin to testify about what we've seen. People like to talk about the things that they've seen. So, here in just a short period of time, there's a rocket launch that's scheduled to launch people into on a journey to around the moon. I think I saw an estimate that there are about 1 million people expected to visit Brevard County because of that launch. You know why? They want to see it. I was here for the last shuttle launch. And my parents were actually here, and they wanted to see it. And so we drove closer to where the launch was than we normally do. Now, it's still, you know, several miles. But on that day, I remember that day because of the effort we put into seeing it, but it was such an overcast day that even though we were within just a few miles, we couldn't even see, you know, the historic launch. Do remember driving to the beach and watching, you know, the shuttle as it was transported on the back of a airplane up the coast. Remember getting to see that. I pray that you don't just see the goodness of Jesus and see the holiness of Jesus, but the things that you see him doing in your life and the things that you see in the lives of those around you, that you'll testify about that. So when I first came to Merit Assembly of God, there was a marketing company that was right next to us. And their mailbox was actually, they got a concrete driveway there. So their mailbox was actually on our property. Not a problem. I didn't have a problem with that. And so I was out getting the mail for the church one day, and this lady from the marketing company was right there, and I struck up a conversation with her. It wasn't the first conversation we'd ever had, but on this particular day I said, "Hey, I'm pastoring this church, and I just want to ask you, is what could we do to help, you know, market, you know, the ministry of Merit Assembly of God here, to where, you know, we could grow." I don't remember her name, but I'll never forget what she said. And that is this: "Pastor, I'm in the marketing industry, and there may be people who tell you things because it is a business. But I'm going to tell you that the only thing that we have ever found to be effective in church communication is word of mouth from the people." Now, this was pre-internet and pre-social media and all of that sort of stuff. She said, word of mouth is the most important thing. And I thanked her for her honesty. And then I began to pray because there were very few mouths to be able to communicate the message. You know what I'm more concerned about than building Merit Assembly of God? And that is part of my responsibility. I mean, I am the pastor. But more important to me than building the congregation is building God's kingdom. And so I want to challenge you, and I want to challenge myself, that if God's love is abiding in us, that we will not be timid and tentative about testifying about Jesus, but we would be emboldened to him, that we would be emboldened by him to testify about him, because the world desperately needs to know Jesus is their Savior. It's the greatest message in the world. And, you know, I pray that you will testify about what you've seen. I remember hearing this statistic when I was in business, and that is, if people have a positive encounter with your business, they will tell three people. If people have a negative experience with your business, they'll tell 10. In other words, three times as more motivation to tell people about bad experiences than there are good experiences. Could we break the trend of society? Could we ask God for a holy boldness to tell about the things that we've seen, the things that we've heard, that Jesus has saved us from our sins, that he has changed our heart in such a way that he's taken up residence inside of us, changes the way that we think, the way that we speak, and the way that we interact with other people. Folks, we've got the greatest message the world has ever known, and that is, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We know it. We need to share it, not just with words, but actually with the way that we live. It is Friday. I pray that this weekend will be fantastic for you as you testify that Jesus is the Savior and that he loves the people of Brevard County. Let's go out and be his hands extended. We'll see you Monday here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.